Brothers and sisters, in a world divided by so many conflicts, hatred, death, and destruction, we are gathered here today at this holy sacrifice of the Mass in unity, because our Savior has defeated death. St. Paul tells us that since we have been raised with Christ, we must seek what is above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. He urges us to think of what is above, not of what is on earth, for we have died, and our life is hidden with Christ in God. So today, we rise to the heavens with Christ and leave behind this valley of tears, and yet we are not escaping this world. We are being sent back, changed. Though we remain on this earth for a while, we live as though we are already in heaven. For indeed, God has already prepared for a place for us in his kingdom. There the choir of angels endlessly sing a hymn of triumph. The prophets eternally enjoy the fruits of their spiritual labor, and the saints and martyrs, having received their crown of righteousness, share in God's eternal joy. Today, we hold fast to the promise of eternal life, knowing that the fruits of our Lenten penances, however imperfect or incomplete they may be, will be repaid to us in abundance. So let us offer our thankful praises, for Christ, the spotless Lamb of God, has redeemed us. Let us leave behind our old selves, for Christ is risen from the dead and has obtained for us new life. This is the true meaning of Easter, the definitive meaning of Easter, the victory that brought an end to death. Christ has destroyed death, not symbolically, but truly. He has triumphed over the enemy, opened what was once closed, and led us to the heights of heaven. The death that once brought us torment and pain has now been defeated. Death is no longer an end, but a passage to a life that is eternal and imperishable. My brothers and sisters, God has made us righteous through baptism and brought us here today to this altar. Pope St. John Paul II once proclaimed to the faithful, "Do not abandon yourselves to despair. We are an Easter people, and Alleluia is our song." This Alleluia, this hymn of praise to our Lord, must be sung from our hearts today and every day. Jesus, the new Adam, has reversed the disobedience of the first Adam. He has healed our human nature. He has reversed the fall and restored creation. And he has given us the church to carry out his work of redemption and salvation. We are the church. We are the people of God. We are sinners whose debt has been fully repaid. And this changes everything. The one who feels buried by grief, the one who thinks they cannot change, the one who feels far from God, none of those stories are finished. The resurrection means that no sin is final, no failure is permanent, and no darkness is beyond the reach of Christ's light. If you're among those who are active members of the church, God calls you to be his disciples and to proclaim the risen Christ to those who do not yet believe. If this is your first or second time coming to Mass this year, God longs for you to return often. Through the sacraments of the church, he desires to accompany you through life's challenges, to conform your life to his will, and to lead you to the fullness of life he has prepared for you. So this Easter, do one thing. Come back to Christ. Come back to him in the Eucharist, in confession, and in prayer. And let him give you the life he died to win for you. For indeed, Christ died for me and Christ died for you, so that we can share in his resurrection. The resurrection now gives us the power that allows us to face our grief, our sickness, and our failures with an unshakable hope. God's gift of salvation is free, and he is waiting for you to say yes to the grace he offers you. Let us now listen to the words of the ancient bishop, St. Melito of Sardis, as if Christ was speaking directly to us now. Come then, all you nations, receive forgiveness for the sins that defile you. I am your forgiveness. I am the Passover that brings salvation. I am the Lamb who was immolated for you. I am your ransom, your life, your resurrection, your light. I am your salvation and your King. I will bring you to the heights of heaven. With my own right hand, I will raise you up, and I will show you the eternal Father. May the light of this Paschal candle, which represents the light of Christ, which no darkness can extinguish, flicker in our hearts today and always. Christ is risen, and that means our life is not over, our sins are not final, and death does not have the last word. Christ is risen indeed. May the joy of this resurrection remain with us now and always. Amen.